Welcome to another edition of From the Stables. I'm Pete Staples, tasracing.com.au, talking to trainer John Keyes, who'll have a few runners at Longford on New Year's Day. Welcome to the show, John.
Hey, Pete.
Well, John, let's go straight to the Cup, race six, and you'll be saddling up Ladurnia Fee. Now, she's had three runs this time in, and they've all been pretty good runs. What are you expecting from the mare?
Mate, she gives you a best shot every time she goes out there. She's drawn a nice barrier.
Yeah, three.
Which, look, she tried, well, she had a jump out down there a while back and handled it pretty well. So, yeah, I can't see why she wouldn't be right in the finish.
Yeah, well, she gave you the impression last preparation that, she could probably stick a little bit. Whether she can get 24 is another thing. But she's run over 1,400 metres a couple of runs. She was third to Shady Hustle, last season's 1,000 Guineas and Oaks winner, and beat Sir Simon that night. So the form's pretty good going into the race, and Troy Baker takes a ride.
Yeah, only because Dave's not here.
Yeah.
He's still on leave. But, yeah, look, she probably should have won that night in the small field. She, believe it or not, she got boxed in.
Yeah.
Dave was filthy on himself and the whole setup. But anyway, that's how it goes. It's racing. I really think it's a serious chance. And look, as far as the 2400, we haven't got that far as yet. But
yeah,
certainly bred for it.
Yeah, well, she certainly is at a start. You know, the Reading mare and Sabre Vive. Well, it is locked
yeah.
to stale day if they can get over a bit of ground. And all right. Well, look, in the first race, I know you've had an opinion of Dun Mining. But Dun Mining's first three runs this time in have been a little bit disappointing, to say the least. What can we expect from this four-year-old mare on Wednesday?
She's a bit of a mystery bag this time round. I haven't backed one up like this quick down there, like going down there after Sunday, but
yeah.
There was sort of nothing coming up for her, and she was just, look, we found out nothing from Sunday, so...
Yeah.
We just thought, well, she seemed to have come through it. She licked the bowl last night, so we'll just press on. And she hasn't come up like, well, she knows I've been doing it. Now, for what reason, we're not sure.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to see your old mate Yassi Nishitani getting a ride, and that'll be good for Yass.
Oh, mate, look, it was a sort of spur of the moment. One of the owners said yesterday, I should put you on, Yass, and I said, well, it's probably not as silly as it sounds, you know.
Yeah.
He's riding 10 a day every day, riding his own trials on his own horses. And I thought, well, bugger, why not? The horse is well, so find out.
All right, well, in the same race, Cal Starr and Tegan, your daughter, has that one down at 7 Mile Beach. Unknown quantity about Cal Starr, but she'll make the trip up from 7 Mile Beach.
Yeah, look, mate, it shows glimpses. When I had it up this end, I used to think it was going to go out there and win a race, but it never seems to get around to doing it. It always finds a way out of it. I don't know whether it's just no good or whether it can or it can't. So, yeah, but no doubt it'll go there fit, I know that.
All right, well, you think that Ladurnia Fee is probably the best of your two that are going up, Dun Mining and Ladurnia Fee. And, you've won a Longford Cup before?
Never. No, I don't even know that I've had any runners in it, tell the truth.
All right, well, there could be a first.
Wouldn't it
be nice?
mate, she's been a great little mare. She's had a few setbacks along the way, and I think when she ran that sixth, it was the first time she's ever missed a check. So, I'd be surprised if she's not right there.
Is she nominated for the Devonport Cup?
No, she can't go on Devonport. She just cannot.
All right, mate. Well, all the best in the Longford Cup with Ladurnia Fee.
Thanks, mate.